It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm John Moe. Either AT&T is ripping people off, or people just don't understand how smartphones work. Some customers have filed a class action suit against AT&T for unfair billing. Chris Forsman is with the tech news site Ars Technica.
AT&T's billing system is recording data use that seems to exceed what the users expect, and maybe in some cases also recording data use that users don't even know about. So the lawyers involved hired an independent computer engineer to run some tests. They bought a brand new iPhone. You know, he turned off all the push notifications and the email, made sure there's no account set up on it. So essentially, from the user point of view, that device should not use any data whatsoever. They set the device up, left it on for 10 days, didn't touch it, didn't use any applications, didn't surf any websites, nothing. At the end of the 10 days, they turned the phone off. A bill came back from AT&T for 35 separate data transactions that totaled over 2 megabytes.
We are not familiar with exactly what they did in their test, but I can tell you that our billing is accurate.
AT&T spokesman Mark Siegel says that's just how these phones work.
What many people may not be aware of is that on smartphones, which are powerful handheld computers, may be constantly running and updating in the background any number of applications. Could be weather, could be sports scores, stock tickers, email, and more. And you are, of course, billed for those activities, those applications.
It's just not good enough to say, well, these are computers running apps all the time, and maybe you're not. It's just the way it goes.
That's Senator Amy Klobuchar, Democrat from Minnesota. She wants answers about AT&T's billing practices, especially in light of AT&T's proposed acquisition of T-Mobile.
If this thing goes through, you've got two companies with 80% of the market in wireless. Are we just going to keep having these companies say, yeah, that's just the way it is? Because I've always advocated that these wireless companies, they started out, you know, with that, remember the movie Wall Street with the character in that having a phone that was practically the size of a briefcase. Well, back then they argued, hey, we're new, we're a boutique industry, let us go, there'll be competition. Well, now years later, who knows what percentage of the country has a cell phone, not to mention for so many people, it's their only phone, and yet there's really no rules governing this industry about early termination fees, about billing, about things like that. And maybe it's fine if there's a lot of competition, and so they can outdo each other for who's best to the consumers. But when you are looking at the potential for 80% of the market owned by two companies, and you have a company say, hey, just trust us, we're not overcharging, but you can't figure it out, that's just not going to fly.
Read a letter to AT&T from Senator Klobuchar and fellow Democratic Senator Herb Kohl of Wisconsin. That's at MarketplaceTech.org. Time for a segment we call
According to a Recent Study.
It's about people who stay plugged into work even when they're at home. Let's do the numbers.
240.
Extra hours put in annually by workers who use mobile devices as part of their job. That's 6 extra weeks of work a year.
43%
of workers who use mobile devices sleep with those phones and tablets within reach.
29%
say this is all causing friction in their personal relationships. And finally,
100%
of my heart now filled with sorrow. We're on Facebook. Search for our name and like us. And a big welcome to WEKU in Lexington, Kentucky. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
Marketplace Tech Report is supported by The Economist, covering news and ideas from around the world and the connections between them on newsstands, Android smartphones, and at The Economist online.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.